This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, our nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund. It's not radio, it's a miracle. A miracle that we can come to you with the best truth we can offer. And I guess since the phone number's been announced, I should carry on with the announcements. I have Balance Mood Naturally with Lithium Balance, the safe natural alternative to antidepressants, and more. The most effective go-to for mental health is on sale at the Power Mall, sale price of $33. Sherry Rogers is going to be in the show Friday, and 10% off products like Alpha Lipoic Acid, the Krill Miracle Vitamin E, Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail Mix, and the HPPC Phosphatidylcholine. There's a mouthful. Don't say that if you're going for a roadside breathalyzer test. And don't forget the new frequency, 9.980 from 4 to 5 p.m. Central on that magic piece of machinery every child should have to play with, a shortwave radio. It doesn't spy on you, and you can listen all the way around the world. It's just that great. And we're here with Judith Ferry Baker, and she brought up a topic that's always been near to my heart, the Chicago plot to assassinate JFK. I know when I first came across that, you know, I just dropped because it was never, ever talked about. And I researched it and wrote a very good blog on it. It's at my conspiracy-cafe website. And I use the word conspiracy perfectly well because the CIA told us we're going to have that word to denigrate people who do something that used to be in the 19th century called deductive reasoning. So we're going to change that word to make it conspiracy, to make it look like you're a kook because you're actually thinking for yourself and analyzing data and not taking the mind control poisons they want to give you to take you off track. But a very special Secret Service agent was involved in this, Abraham Bolden. And, you know, it was just a miracle. And Lee was there, too. And, you know, Lee had a car with New York plates or something that, you know, these guys were in so that they could track and follow this group of assassins who were held by the Chicago PD intelligence unit, because at that time the Secret Service didn't do what they do today. It's pre-assassination time. But the word got to JFK, and the source was named Lee. And the fact that the shooters got a car tagged to his license plate kind of narrows it down a little bit about what Lee we're talking about, that he was working as an inside agent to protect John Kennedy. And he got information to him that he didn't go to Chicago. And not going to Chicago is like a priest not going to the Vatican when he's called. That's just like Crime Central in a way for politicians, is you have to meet the local mafia in Chicago. And it's just, you know, it brings tears to your eyes that a man who's done so much is set up to be the patsy, the villain in the history that's rewritten, and so much is concealed and never revealed to keep you a prisoner of thought. And that's a terrible shame. But it's like I told you before, my grandfather said, the greatest thing that you have to do for yourself is think for yourself. Never let anyone else do your thinking for you. Look it up, research it, and then I see a great name here at the end of my blog, because one of the greatest reporters who ever lived was back there, and I used to contact him all the time. I loved that man. When he died, it was, you know, just like the world lost the greatest, Sherman Skolnick. And anyone who's anybody and looking at, you know, a dogged reporter who's just like a, you know, a vicious dog going after a bone, that was him. And these people just had to shiver when he was on the loose to you know, take them into the press and just crucify them right there with the truth. An amazing man. You know, we need more like him, and hopefully a few are still around that are going to do this. Judith is one of them. As a, you know, a documentary researcher for history, living history, because she's still alive, we can talk to her. You know, we just have to be mesmerized at what happened. So let's get into Lee a little bit and tell us, you know, what happened. You know, I do know that you say he was a dead shot, and he was very familiar with firearms, and you went shooting in New Orleans, that he had, you know, a pistol, and you went to a place to shoot it, and all this sort of thing. what were some of the things that were important about New Orleans back then?
Well, about especially what I say about the guns, and one of the things that Lee brought up, he said, what do they mean? They want to invite me to be, you know, part of the ring of people who could shoot. He said, I'm not a world-class shooter. That's ridiculous. You know, he could see right through that. But there's so much that he risked. He thought it was worth the risk anyway. One of the things he said, he saw too many faces, and that meant that they were going to kill him. And yet he didn't leave. He stuck it out. And I'm alive because he did. If he had run, they would have killed all of us. That's the bottom line. When I think of New Orleans, I think of a time of tremendous romance. I fell in love with him with all my heart. He was a wonderful man, and I'm not saying he's perfect. Nobody's perfect. I haven't met Mr. Nobody yet, but I hear he's perfect. But nobody's perfect, and that's about the only one that is. What I can tell you is that Lee Oswald matured a great deal. He was only 23 when I met him, and barely 24 when he died. And this is a young man who gained an aura about him of, I would say, almost of nobility. He realized he was going to die, and he was willing to stay the course anyway because he might have a chance still of saving the president. That was the bottom line for him. He admired Kennedy so much. That's a horrible irony that the man who taught me to love Kennedy, because I had really disliked Kennedy, had been among all these anti-Castro Cubans at the University of Florida. They were my friends. We would stand up and cheer against Kennedy at football games. And so I go to New Orleans, and I run into a man who says, if you only knew what kind of man Kennedy was, you wouldn't feel like that, and he taught me. And I'm not the only one. We had the book called Marina and Lee by Priscilla Johnson McMillan, and in there, Marina says, and this woman didn't like Lee Oswald, but even she had to write in this book that Marina was taught to adore Kennedy through her husband, Lee Oswald.
Indeed. Another factor, too, that people have to remember is they wanted him so bad. I believe there were probably up to 3 assassination teams, so that there was probably always somebody on station. So after Chicago, these guys went south, probably to Dallas, but they might not have been part of the WAC team that was used at that time. There was also one being set up in Florida because he was supposed to go to Florida. And I believe they used a lot of cover for things that were going on, like the Bay of Pigs.
They may have just been doing dry runs to see if they could get away with it, because they had such control in Texas compared to anywhere else. I mean, we're talking about a very ambitious vice president who had the choice between going to prison or becoming president. And I mean, you know, he had motivation.
Sounds like a Democratic candidate we have today. Got a choice between going to prison or being the president. But well, that's another story, but that's where, you know, history keeps repeating. There's a great movie out called Executive Action, done in 1973, that gets into these shooting assassination teams. And, you know, Burt Lancaster's in it. It's spectacular.
And, by the way, what's interesting about that movie is that you had Burt Lancaster and other famous people in it, and they shut it down. I mean, it was only shown in a few movie theaters. It's amazing that it still exists, and people should see it, because it's pretty good.
Into the meat and potatoes, let me tell you.
I was just to say about Lee Oswald and his ability to shoot. I mean, from the time I was 8 years old, I was doing 2 things, building TV sets and shooting. And fishing and all that. We had a lot in common with Lee as far as all that survival instinct and all that. He wanted to go in the jungles, and I did too, and so on. But what really impressed me about his shooting and all that was he was good and short, but he didn't like rifles. He didn't care about rifles. I mean, and you can't even find any incident. You have to have a rifle to make those kind of long shots. And he wasn't into that at all. When I say I say he's a good shot, I don't mean he's a good shot with a rifle. There's a big difference. Anybody who's a hunter knows there's a big difference between handling, you know, a handgun. You know, you're going to go and shoot something that's 30 feet away or 50 feet away and using a rifle. There's no comparison. You have to have a whole different set of abilities, in my opinion, at least.
Well, we can't even be certain. Just the picture of him holding the rifle has been doctored. And then when you see that, he's dead. He never got a trial, so we don't have to worry about any defense evidence coming up to interfere
is a bronze plaque. We have two of them, but we have one about that says the thing's going to last for 2,000, 4,000, 6,000 years, and it says that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Officer Tippit, and we're going to bring that, excuse my language, damn thing down.
Well, I don't believe that either. Another piece of research, because I know my guns, and that makes me a bad boy, I guess. But one thing I did learn, I was looking over the shooting incident with Lee at the police station and looking at Jack Ruby, and I came across a book written by Jack Ruby's lawyer. He was dead then. He was the estate lawyer. And it was just one of them. I've never, ever seen anything like that. So I was quick to grab it. And it was chilling, what I read in there, just chilling. Because, one, he wanted to get the gun, and he did get it eventually, but only to see it. They wouldn't let him have it. The best he could do was go to the law firm after a long, contentious issues in the courts and actually see it, touch it, and hold it. And when he got it, he got the Smith & Wesson, not the Colt. And it was broken. And then you could just read, even though he's dead, they killed him about a week later. Well, he died of some cause, but I believe they finished him off because he figured it out, that the Smith & Wesson was broken. And that means that didn't shoot anybody. So that means Lee's gun didn't shoot Officers Tippit. It was broken.
I can tell you, I saw what Lee's gun was, a long nose. This thing was a snub nose. Lee wouldn't have even had a snub nose. They don't have any kind of... The number one weapon of choice for off-duty Dallas police officers with a snub nose, .38. So here we have a record of Mitt McDonald walking in one of his interviews. He let it slip. He said, I approached Oswald with my gun drawn. Lee Oswald has his hands in the air. We have all these police officers saying, Lee, reach for his gun. Actually, Lee had said, this is it, or whatever, something like that. But what we do know is that we know that Mick McDonald reached down, and he said so himself, toward his belt line. In my opinion, he was trying to place the gun, and Lee probably thought he was going to shoot him with it. So he fought desperately, put two guys in the hospital. And then when he was, it's just dreadful. I think we have a break now again.
Yes, indeed. Don't fight with a Marine. You're not going to win. And we'll see you on the other side of the break with Judith Berry Baker.
Okay. I hope you're enjoying this interview. The reason I wanted you involved in this is because Mr. Ford, you see, pretty much.
Yeah.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And we're off. Power Hour Nation, we're taking you to Dallas. We're reliving some of the most important history in the world, never mind the United States, because it's not that often a president is assassinated, although for me I always look at it like the old murder mysteries or something. They had a thing, the butler did it. In my opinion, any time a president is murdered, the first person to look at is the vice president, because of the key bono, he or she will be the only person to benefit from a crime of this nature. And I don't believe they should get the keys to the store. I think they should just be a caretaker president for 90 days until there's another election and someone else is put in power. Because, as history seems to point out, it doesn't seem we can trust too many of them. President McKinley didn't want to appoint one for like two and a half years, and then when he did, he got shot. So, you know, it was probably very astute before not to have one, especially one like Mr. Johnson, who seemed to be a real devilish rogue. But if you go over the pictures of the shooting of Lee, you will see that there is a Smith & Wesson in his hand, not the Colt, that had a hammer shroud. You can clearly see the hammer, and you can see this pistol has wooden grips, square wooden grips, and a front sight that looks like a Smith. It's round. It's not the tapered one of the Colt that they allege is the actual murder weapon. He's holding Lee's gun. They got them mixed up, or the one they claimed was Lee's gun. That's a very, very important point, because the Colt had the hammer shroud. The reason it has that is so you can shoot it in your pocket. So I believe personally that Ruby was a patsy too, that he was set up for this, because what idiot in his right mind is going to go on television in the police station and murder someone knowing full well that's the end of your life as you know it? And
on
something.
Unfortunately, I did know and met Jack Ruby, and David Ferry knew him very well. And there's no doubt that Ruby had no other choice but to do what he did. And he was too involved with Lee, they wanted to make sure he was shut up too. So they made sure that he had to do what they wanted. Or he had a sister who would suffer. He would have two dogs that he loved that would suffer, and I could go on and on. And Dave told me they were to cut off every protruding part of his body. That's easier to believe after what we saw, what happened recently to, well, journalists.
Yes.
That's right. If you were living in overseas, you would have heard more about the recording where he was actually dismembered while he was still alive, and they don't want to talk about it like that. And so, that, yeah, that's why it's really awful and hideous, and they've tried to keep that under wraps. But this is what we heard before it was suppressed. We get a lot more news overseas. But anyway, the problem, of course, of this gun, first of all, Lee had owned such a gun, and the fact that it didn't work is that's just all too easy. I mean, they could do whatever they want with that gun, plant it on him, and nobody's going to get hurt, right? Nobody's going to get hurt. Poor Tippett. All right, but anyway, I'm just saying, I was just talking to the group here about the death of David Ferry. I don't think we have much time left. How much time do we have left?
Oh, we've got a half an hour and a bit, so I wanted to ask you about David Ferry, so it's a good place to go.
All right. I've talked to others about this. I'm going to backtrack a little, but I think everybody here would like to know, because we have pretty good proof now that David Ferry was murdered, and I can explain why. Just went to New Orleans a few weeks ago, and it was filmed. It was also filmed in July, because this stuff is important. They're tearing down the house that was surveilling. It used to have Look Magazine or Life Magazine. You know, they were up there, and they were watching David Ferry ever since his name got in the paper. And Dave, you know, he called Garris's office. He said, "My name is in the paper." He says, "I'm a dead man." 5 days later, he was dead of natural causes. Yeah, right. In the great shape he was in. I mean, this man was in pretty good shape. He passed his annual inspection, you know, as a pilot and all that, and so on. He flipped me. I mean, I said, "Hey, I'm pretty good in that martial arts," and he went, and I was flat on my back on him. I mean, he was a strong man, and he had high blood pressure. He had some thyroid problems and so on, but and he did have a bleed, but a lot of pilots have minor bleeds in their heads because they go up, at that time they go up and they have, they're in private planes there's not enough pressure in the, anybody who's been a pilot, they know that you can get headaches and stuff like that. What I'm trying to say is they tried to say he died from an aneurysm that burst in his brain for no good reason, you know, it just did because, oh, and he had high blood pressure, so that did it. And all of a sudden it did it right after George Lardner interviewed him. George Lardner, Washington Post. Oh, my goodness. What do we have there? We've got the Washington Post, a new reporter. He's fresh behind the ears. They send him to New Orleans. He's not just an ordinary man. This man, his family lived right in the same town I did in small, teeny tiny Niles, Michigan. His uncle was Ring Lardner. Ring Lardner was a communist or was accused of being so by the McCarthy era people. And he was blackballed. He was a famous guy. He was a famous guy who, sports writer.
Dragon Swallow Evolution in One Gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
California officials are continuing to identify people that have died in the so-called Camp Fire in Northern California. So far, 59 people are known to have died, with over 100 still missing or unaccounted for. The fire is 40% contained, and CAL FIRE's Ken Pemlot has an update on the situation.
Vegetation is critically dry. We will still have conditions that will produce new and potentially damaging fires. And so we're not keeping our eye off this ball at all. I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes.
Cesar Sayoc, the man accused of sending mail bombs to CNN offices and prominent Democrats last month, pled not guilty today. His trial was scheduled for July 15th in federal court in New York. Roy Clark, legendary country music singer and co-host of Hee Haw, has died. No details were made available about his death, and he was 85 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Our nation. Guest host George Froy, Judith Ferry Baker with us, and we're proceeding to Dallas at Mach 2 so that we can catch up with our conversation because it's going to go by fast and furious. I'll just ask two questions of Ferry that maybe you can answer for me. One is that he was a master hypnotist. I think we should know a little
Absolutely,
bit about that.
Yeah.
Another, let me get to the second question.
My arm
I'll ask them both, and if you could let me, then you can run with the ball. Another one, in your meetings with him, didn't he also say that he was going to assassinate President Kennedy as well as Fidel Castro in perhaps some sort of conversation you had with him?
David Ferry?
Yeah, didn't he mention something like that?
You have to be really careful because, of course, they dirtied up David Ferry as much as they could so that you wouldn't want to have anything to do with him. And, of course, they had to kill him as soon as his name got in the paper. David never at any time was against Kennedy. And the only time that you hear him talking like that is when he's talking to his anti-Castro friends, and he wants to get information from them, so he pretends he hates Kennedy and all that, but it wasn't true. That's, if he said, oh, I, like it says in my book, me and Lee, he said, what if I said, oh, hail to the chief? Because that's exactly what Dave told me. He said, what if I said, hail, oh, hail to the chief, to all my anti-Castro friends? You think you're going to tell me anything about their plans about how they hate Kennedy and who's against Kennedy? How's he going to find out? He does it by saying that he doesn't like Kennedy and that he's all for them, and he's against Kennedy's policies, so that he can understand and interpret what they might be doing next, because that was a hotbed there of all kinds of plots against the president, even by the anti-Castro Cubans.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to get straight, so that people know from your observations, because you were there, what were and how they were used.
This man absolutely thought the world of Kennedy. Remember, now, there was a period of time in there that when this everybody believed him, and he believed it himself that he hated Kennedy. And this happened right after the Bay of Pigs. He had trained some pilots and all that, and they didn't get air support. At least one of his friends that he had a homosexual relationship with was murdered, and he was hated Kennedy. He stood up at a group of veterans. They were retired military officers. It was their first meeting. They had him as their keynote speaker. That's how important David Ferry was to all these military officers. He gets up there and says Kennedy ought to be shot. Oh, they made him get off the stage. And what happens later? As soon as the meeting's over, here come these couple of generals and some colonels and some so on and so forth. They come and say, you know what, we feel the same way. You want to join us? And for 2 weeks, David Ferry was ferreting back and forth information among these people. So, yeah, they thought he hated Kennedy. And he never pulled that back publicly. But as a matter of fact, he changed his mind, because then he found out Kennedy went and fired Cavill. Kennedy went and fired you've got all these, yes, everybody. Dulles, he's going down the line, and then he realizes he's getting rid of everybody that caused the trouble at the Bay of Pigs, and it wasn't Kennedy's fault. And then you remember, David Ferry was a Catholic, just like Kennedy. He was a Irishman, just like Kennedy. And he had voted for Kennedy, he told me so. So he changed his mind completely, but he's not going to tell all these people because he's gotten in on the inside track. And this is how Lee Oswald was able to get information that helped save Kennedy's life in Chicago. So there you go, because Dave Ferry had all kinds of mafia connections. That's why my book is called David Ferry, Mafia Pilot. He was actually a mafia pilot. So it's very complex, but there's no doubt that David Ferry secretly was on Kennedy's side, and that's how we got information to try to help save Kennedy's life.
And what about the hypnosis abilities he had?
The hypnosis abilities he had were absolutely 100% fantastic. I saw him with the flick of his finger put two kids, they were Cuban teenage kids, like he said, they would walk right off a cliff for him. There's no doubt about it. He had total control of them. And they wanted it. They loved it. They loved him. They loved what he was doing, and trusted him 100%. Now, he tried to put me under and Lee under. This is ridiculous, because you can't put everybody under. No, that's ridiculous. It's not possible. And my sister and I actually had trained ourselves to resist hypnosis. We had an acrobatic act, and we had pain. You have pain when you're working as an acrobat. It hurts. When you do those splits and things, it's not always that fun. So we had tried hypnosis and all kinds of things, and I found out I was completely resistant to it. And so was Lee Oswald. So he tried with us, and Dave thought he had actually hypnotized me, but I put on a... So here he comes with this big hat pin, and his thing was about 4 inches long, and he rammed it, bam, right in my arm. I went, nothing, you know, because I didn't want to give up. I was pretending that I was hypnotized. But finally, I pulled it out of my arm and said, you didn't even sterilize my arm, you know. I didn't want to get tetanus, you know. And so,
oh,
he grew up. Yeah.
And Dr. Sherman, she died just before she was supposed to appear, or in time with the Warren Commission. That
July 21st, 1964, the Warren Commission came for unsolicited. That is, they had come earlier to New Orleans, but they had their own list, their own special list. Now they said, okay, anybody want to come forward? So what do we have? We have a huge murder on the front page of one of the main witnesses. How many people do you think came forward? I'll tell you who came forward. The people who came forward worked for Marcello and so on, and you just didn't get they just made sure it was a farce. Because Dr. Mary Sherman's on the front page, and all of us who knew her, I wasn't knew about that. All I knew is that Dave and Mary, Dr. Mary, both had to be dead because they didn't contact me again. So I knew they were dead. And we loved each other. We really cared about each other a lot.
Well, something, in the book that is disturbing is that the wounds on her were very egregious. They talked about her arm being burned off and her thorax.
Well, what did they do to her? Well, here's what we can tell, and it's forensic. I thank God I've had forensic training. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in anthropology, not a Bachelor of Arts, because of all the science I did in forensics and so on. Like, I can put the skull together, and show you what the face looked like and so on. And in this case, Dr. Mary Sherman, all the wounds show that she was stabbed after she was dead. All right. The crime was made to look like what a serial killer actually was doing in Houston and other places at the time. But that was in Texas, all right? And so they tried to make it look like a serial killer, I think. I know Edward hasn't gone that far into it, but I have gone a little further because I was so interested, But what I'm trying to say is we're looking at the body. Her hair is not even singed, and yet her arm has been incinerated. It is missing. There's only a piece of bone sticking out from her right arm. It is gone. This is so horrendous, they didn't even put that in the newspapers. All they did is said, they found her. But everybody, it went like wildfire. People knew anyway, because it's hard for a policeman to see that and not tell anybody, So her arm is missing, and they're trying to, she was, had folded clothes stacked on top of her and behind, under her, and the mattress was set on fire. But what's interesting is the incineration we're talking about. There is a line on her body, half of her body, all the way up to her headline and all that. Her face is contorted. You can tell it was electrocution that killed her because of the twisted features of her mouth. This is why they cover people's heads when they electrocute them, because their face becomes grotesquely distorted. It's really disgusting and sickening to look at. And she has that kind of horrible expression on her face. This is a person I cared about. Then this woman, but yet at the belt line, the rest of her body, there isn't even, it's still white flesh and everything. So the electric shock there, the plastic belt, it didn't go on further down. So we know this was an electrocution of some massive amount of energy. And, of course, we believe it was the linear particle accelerator that was being used at that time, working with the cancer project that we had. We also have a lot of circumstantial evidence in the case as well. But it's really, you're ruining my dinner.
Indeed. Well, these are facts that have to come out to people to understand the level of ruthlessness that we're dealing with.
They'll go to any length, and they'll do any kind of mutilation to the body or anything to frighten others and to make sure they're quiet, and it worked. Because the day that she's on the front page is July 21st, 1964, the very same day the Warren Commission comes to get testimonies in New Orleans. And nobody is going to talk who really knew what was really going on. Dean Andrews, he's the one that comes up. He's the big fat guy, and says, oh, cock-a-doodle-doo on your head, He's a lawyer, for Marcelo, and he gets up there, and by the way, he...
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going fast and furious in Dallas with Judy Berry Baker. And another question I'd like to ask, because we had another, you know, suspicious death. This one was of a Warren Commission member, Bill Boggs. And he was driven to the airport to take off by none other than Bill Clinton. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but he was the proponent, or not a proponent, of the single bullet theory, which is pretty much the crux of the.
He was against that. Boggs was not the. We have the actual proponent. You know, was somebody else. It wasn't Boggs. Boggs was against the Warren Commission's final conclusions. He especially disliked Hoover and thought he was responsible for a lot and was trying to get Hoover out of power. And it's Hoover who got the information about where that crashed plane was. And Hoover kept it in his desk when, after Hoover died, they found, there it is, the location of where these people were. They were waving their hands, somebody come rescue us, and they didn't. They let Boggs die up there in Alaska. Okay, and Hoover knew. He's a murderer.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely. He's not on my short list for great people in history. Actually, I came across the book, J. Edgar Hoover, The Man and the Secrets, that is just the reader's digest of everything dirty.
Really, Hoover is on my short list of being one of the, everybody knew, too. I mean, in New Orleans, they say with the homosexual community there, and the reason that we were involved with homosexuals is because they could go and blackmail so many people, because if they had an incident at that time with another male and he was in Congress or something, they had him wrapped around their little finger. I mean, you know. So here we, Lee is associating with David Ferry, who is a homosexual, and what do we find out? They're calling Hoover Mrs. Hoover. They knew it way back then.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Mrs. Hoover wore her dresses, you know, too high and so on. Yeah. And Tolson
was a man. See, that's the juxtaposition that we face. Is here you have a man who's, you know, just basically organized crime central, and he's personified in the media as being, you know, the superhero of law enforcement, the nation's top peace officer, you know, Mr. Moral Majority's emblem. And in reality, we have got, you know, the devil from the deep blue sea just running law enforcement.
He said the uncle was a homosexual, and he says, look, his private parts there were shaved. Oh, he's such an expert. The other no. But anyway, private parts were shaved, but they have to always shave down there anyway when they're going to operate. So when they had him on the table there in Dallas, they're going to shave that area to get all the offending hair out of the way because they've got to do catheters or whatever. So, I mean, he lied, but they don't want anybody to know that Lee Oswald had a girlfriend, so they really pushed the homosexual stuff.
Indeed.
No.
Because at that time, it wouldn't be the slightest bit popular. Back with Tippit, you know, I've read articles that, you know, Tippit was murdered for his body because he bore a striking resemblance to John.
I'm glad you brought this up because I talked to the people here just prior to, and here you've brought it up. That's very interesting. All right, here's the fact. Tippit was the most... at least for a while. He wasn't beloved when he was alive, but boy, was he beloved when he's dead. Even at his autopsy, the police were there guarding everything. The police were there for his open casket wake. The police, over 1,000 police went by and looked at his open casket before he was buried. We have a film about it. You can see it on the film. At Bethesda and at Walter Reed, but especially at Bethesda, it was a teaching hospital where they taught people how to do autopsies, and you had all kinds of soldiers who donated their bodies. They didn't have to go and risk taking somebody all the way from Dallas, Texas, all the way up there to do something with their body. When this man was shot in the forehead, what kind of brain is that going to be that shows a shot from the front? So, you know, just use common sense. It didn't happen, but it causes us to have waste our time, get all worn out with all these crazy different theories out there.
Indeed. But when Robert, his brother, saw the body, didn't he say that this isn't my brother?
No, that's not what he said. We have a picture of John Pick, looked at a picture of Lee Oswald when he was at the Bronx Zoo and said, it doesn't look like my brother, but the angle of the sun is different. And Lee, if he'd been in a fight, his nose was swollen. That's all it was. He's a kid and he was in a lot of fights, and I just saw his nose was swollen. I'm glad I had forensics because you can understand what you're looking at. What you're looking at, Lee Oswald, when he died of a hemorrhage. When they opened up for the autopsy, all this blood came pouring out. When somebody is working up their muscles, okay? They will pump the blood into their muscles, and they'll have a nice and heavy muscles that even a muscular guy won't look that muscular unless he pumps his blood in. when all your blood is drained out of your face, drained out of your body, all your muscles go flat. So he looked so different. But what happened, when they supposed to have given him, injected fluids back into him, it didn't look like him. You know, they didn't put enough fluid back in him. They didn't love him enough, of course. And when they brought his body out, it was in terrible condition, showing they never gave him enough fluid, to make the cadaver not rot away, for example. And then you have the fact that they don't sew the lips together. They didn't pump the lips up either. Their lips were very thin. But it was Lee. You have the same musculature. You have the same skull formation and everything. It is him. But it just didn't look like him because all the blood was drained out of him. The difference between a cadaver with blood in it and one without is enormous. Absolutely. You can't even tell sometimes if they're the same person. You have to look at the dental wounds to see if they're the same person. It was Lee. It was hard. Poor Marina had to open his eye to see it was him. Lee had his special eyes. They, under artificial light, they looked kind of brown or hazel out in the open. If he could reflect the blue into the sky into his eyes would look blue. His eyes basically looked under ordinary sort of gray-blue. He called his eyes gray. Other people call it hazel. But he had a dark rim around the outside edge of his pupil, of his iris. So Marina opened his eye to look at his eye, and then she could see that it was him, just because his eyes were special.
Indeed. We're close to running out of time, but one quick question of some information that's rather important, too, is I came across information about the limousine having a hole in the windscreen.
Yep. And that we have way too many witnesses say that hole was an entry hole from the front. And we could go into a lot of details. So here's something interesting about the limousine that people need to know. There used to be a window between the drivers and where the Kennedy and Jackie would be. They removed that window. By removing that window, they removed an opportunity. They made it more easy for a bullet to go through. And indeed, go through the windshield. If it did, it lodged in the throat and went down, probably down into the lungs or somewhere else like that. That cannot have been an exit bullet from the back. It's just ridiculous. Of course,
okay,
Ford.
Okay, we're running out of time, Judith, so I have to thank you for coming out. And none dare
God
call it conspiracy. So bless you and have a good time down there.
Okay, thank you very much. God bless you all. And read my book, Me and Lee. Read David Sherry Moffitt Pilot.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.